This is a guided visualization borrowed from Tara Brach. Waking up from limiting beliefs. Take a few moments to allow yourself to settle, to feel your body and your breath. Feel your intention that we might remove the veils that covers what's right here. The beliefs that create a barrier between ourselves and loving fully. Just feel the authenticity of that intention. Bring to mind some situation in your life that gets you very reactive, where you feel stuck, some kind of conflict or some distance with one person, perhaps. Maybe it's a conflict or a distance with yourself. Sense that discomfort, that disconnect. And when you're feeling the distance, the conflict, the separation, sense what you're believing. Ask yourself, what am I believing about myself and the other? What does it mean to me if that person's treating me in this way? What are you believing? What is the story there that you're assuming is the truth? The belief might land on that they're bad or they're wrong. It might also land on, I'm not lovable, or I'm not worthy. And don't worry if you're not sure, because this is a practice. This is a life practice, really. And we're just getting a taste here. You can revisit this as many times as you wish. But just a sense, if the belief is that somehow you're failing or the other person is, ask yourself the question, the simple question, is it true? Is it possible to sense that it feels real, but might not be totally true? Is it possible to sense this belief as a map or a representation that's probably been there a long time? Can we step back and look at it anew? Conditioned by the culture and by our personal history, can we loosen our grip a little? Ask yourself the question, what's it like to live with this belief when it's this map that's guiding you? The I'm bad, you're bad, you shouldn't, I'm failing. What's it like? What's it like in your body? What's it like in your heart when you're living with this? Consumed by a judgment of the self or the other. Can you sense the pain of this belief? You might sense just how long you've been living with this belief, how familiar it is, and how it's really affected your life over years and years. And explore what might be available on the other side of this belief. Just let your heart witness that. You might ask yourself, what does the hurting place inside me, the vulnerable place, most need right now? In a very authentic, genuine way, just listen in, just sense underneath that belief, the vulnerability. What does that place need? And you might put your hand on your heart or your cheek as a way of communicating with yourself and sensing if there are any words, any message, any reminder that in some way would be healing for the part of you, the vulnerable part of you, underneath the belief, the old story, the fear place, the hurting place. What does it need? It could just be a message of, I'm here. I care. I'm sorry. I love you. Keep going. And you can trust. Trust your goodness. See if you can just let in the compassion and the care. And sense that you are inhabiting that place of compassion, that awareness that's tender, and from that vantage point, you might ask, well, what would my life be like without this belief? What would it be like? Who would I be without this belief? If you no longer believed this, if this map was no longer shaping your life, what would your whole sense of your whole being be like? Can you just get a glimmer and then let go and relax in that space? You know, illusion only exists because it's not investigated. And we close with some words from Rumi. I must have been incredibly simple or drunk or insane to sneak into my own house and steal money, to climb over the fence and take my own vegetables, but no more. I've gotten free of that ignorant fist that was pinching and twisting my secret self. The universe and the light of the stars come through me. I am the crescent moon, put up over the gate to the festival.